If you will not display any stereotypical hood behavior, then the culture dips in your leg. But I'm going to read some of the lyrics from Ice Cube's song Hood Mentality, because in that song it describes the mentality of a hooligan, a bad apple, dysfunction. See my mama cry, I love to see my baby struggle, love to see my woman juggle, cause she gotta hustle. I don't give up how my life go. Now I'm a slave man to this caveman without Geico. Everybody wanna call me Michael, a psycho. Nigga, he never came through the hood with a rifle, gunning it down, cause they don't got the right clothes. Hit the wrong person cause we shoot just like what I just read out loud, that should give you an idea. Look at how they promote black folks in mainstream media. Mumble rap, a bunch of gibberish. And if you are able to understand, it's really describing dysfunction. Talking about drugs, robbing, deleting folks, and etc. Megan Thee Stallion, Lizzo, Glorilla, and etc. And the bad apples we have in the community just display the dysfunction on the internet and in real life for everyone to see. Because since this is the stuff that's being shown, people are going to want to do that because it's trending. Anything else that needs to stay private, cause folks nowadays just be telling on themselves, just giving out all sorts of information about themselves on the internet for attention and all that stuff. Because there are some people, they will get and do stuff just to impress people that don't even like them. Because you have people out there that act a certain way. Especially in my community. Like I said, if you do not display certain behaviors, the community will think you're lame. There are some individuals out there that do that so the community does not get on them and they want to fit in. See, for example, there's one rapper that is nothing like how he is in the songs, Plies. Now in the songs he acts a certain way, he does this, it's Plies, baby, all that. But I've seen a couple of interviews of him, and he does not act like that at all. This man is speaking properly in everything. See? Everyone wears a mask. And what I mean about that is, we have different masks for each set of people we deal with. We have a mask for when we are around our friends and family. We have a mask to wear we are dealing with random people and are out in public. But if we are by ourselves in a lone room, no one else, we take the mask off and our true selves is right there. So, lessons to learn from the situation is, stay away from hooligans, bad apples, and etc. Be yourself. Don't break under pressure. And stay away from dysfunction. And also, do not post pictures of your car, your gun, your money. You know, like how some people be posting pictures of them holding a wad of cash and holding it next to their ear and all that stuff and saying, oh, I got this and nah, don't say that. That's just my advice. And don't try to impress people that don't like you. Like what you like, do your thing. If you are not a hooligan, a bad apple, do not be a hooligan or bad apple. Just to fit in and impress and etc. Because that's not who you are. Be yourself. And before I end this podcast episode, yes, I have been saying his name wrong. It is not J. Morant, it is Ja Morant. You will have to forgive me. It is late when I'm recording this podcast episode. But thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.